Lunch on MFM, 12 to 3 p.m., Monday to Friday.
Time for the Tech Know-It-Alls. It's Bits and Bytes with the Stellenbosch IT Department.
Like I said, time has gone quarter to three is the time. Mark, how are you?
Fine, yourself?
Very good, thank you. Welcome to the new version.
Yes,
of,
new like, year, yeah, new slot.
I told you earlier on, I was at in the evening, and then they decided to, she just talks too much for the people when they're trying to sleep. Bring it to daytime radio.
Well done.
Thank
is that like a promotion?
I feel like it is, because now more people get to hear me and I get to have people join me in studio. I feel like
excellent.
On point. Listen, what's happening with the IT department this
Well, I mean, I think it's one of these times of year where we need to actually really tell people, remind people about all the stuff and where to go. Mm-hmm. It's crazy. Everybody's registration, getting your stuff ready. So first up, those who don't know about it and haven't e-registered, time is running out. You've got until tomorrow to e-register.
An e-register, like online?
Yes.
On point. Please explain that to me, because I feel like if I would be one of those people that would manually come and register and fill out all the paperwork and stuff
I think almost 90% of people can use e-registration. Mm-hmm. There's a few out that can't, but you go online. You go to my.sun@acoza, and there's a big link saying registration. Mm-hmm. You click on it and you follow the information, and you can actually register completely online. And I see, like in the NLC, there's at your various computer areas, you can actually then do an e-registration.
As long as you can get access to the server.
Yes, you can access, but otherwise you need to go to Narcha and do your registration manually, and then there's people that assist you with getting registration done.
That is cool. So when registration is done, what then after that?
Well, after Friday, there's a levy that you have to pay. So get your registration done today, tomorrow. But you obviously have your tech stuff. So mm-hmm. you've got your laptops, your tablets, your cell phones. You want to get it on the network and mm-hmm. get connected and everything. Those that don't know about it, maybe your first years, there's an IT hub. And that's where all students need to go to get their stuff done and get it on the network, get access to the internet and everything. And that is underneath the Admin A bridge. You know the bridge between the Admin B and the Batman A?
Batman.
Batman. That would be quite cool.
I had Batman.
Between Admin B and Admin A. There's an entrance underneath that bridge, and that's where the IT hub is. And it's like a large area. You can bring your laptop.
I think I saw it, but isn't it hidden behind those bushes and stuff? Or am I talking about something else?
No, that's something else.
Okay, yeah.
Although, Anyway, so bring your devices or your laptop and get all information on the self-help wiki. Mm-hmm. You also go to my.sun@acoza and you go search for self-help, and you get there's a wiki page and get all the information
really?
There. Yes.
I'm literally going to go stalk it.
Definitely.
Now.
Go for it.
You spoke about the IT hub and apps, and then I just started to just think, is there an app that the students can just download that they can get all the information from, like the university and stuff?
Well, we've got two apps that you can definitely use. There's the iNetKey app, which if you don't know what it is, you need to have the iNetKey working on your device so that you can get access to the internet.
Okay.
So that you can put onto your Android, your iPhone, or your BlackBerry devices.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's a brand new app called SU Facilities.
Mm-hmm.
And for that, you might have seen it around. There's like some marketing about it.
Yeah.
And that gives you a map of all the buildings on campus. If you don't know what the JC Smuts building is, you can go and search for it. And you can get access. It shows you on the map how to get there and everything. So
things are so much easier now. I feel like I never had a map. And if I had a map on my phone.
Maybe it's like this paper one, and you have to walk around, and you're like this groups and...
and look lost.
Yeah, exactly.
And what else?
Well, we've got a brand new service. I don't know. We talked about it last year, but this year, all second years and third years are already on the system, which is Office 365 Cloud. So we're basically all your email is in the cloud, which means it's on the internet. It's a larger mailbox.
Okay.
You get a lot more services. And then you basically, again, access it via www.sun.ac/webmail. And there's some information, some guides, how to set it up on your device and how to set it up on your computer. All of that is on our self-help wiki. So go there and find out about it.
I feel like this is so cool, because I would be that person that wouldn't know how to do it, but I would want to have all of the apps.
It's very cool. You've got it's like 50 gigs worth of space compared to the old 2 megs or 500. It's really a massive improvement.
I wanted to ask you now, what would you say the first years do now, in the last coming days, before classes start? What would be the key things for them to do? Because you spoke about registering and getting the apps and stuff. What would be the key things for them to do now before class starts?
I think get their devices on the network. Make sure they're working well. make sure you can log in. reset your password if you haven't got that going.
No.
And take a break. Get everything done. Get everything on the network. Get your internet access. Make sure you've got some internet credits. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, and if you've got an Android device, you know, an Apple device, get the facilities management app on there and see, you know, it's called Issue Facilities. Where's my classes? Prepare. Monday's coming. Yeah. It's going to new. This is classes start. Where's the buildings? Because I'm new. I don't know where the buildings are. Use that app to find out all those information. Just one more thing.
Yeah.
It's even got the floor plan. So if it's in room 3004, you can actually go and see which room it is and where in the building it is.
That is so cool. I wanted to say, any sneak preview into what we'd chat about next week?
Well, we're definitely going to talk all the gadgets. We talk all gadget stuff and new services. Like, for instance, we heard that Netflix, for instance, are coming to South Africa. It might not be in the next 2 years, but it's a given yes. So that might bring a completely different way of re-watching movies online and watching series online and stuff. So that's the kind of information we'll also bring along, and not just the boring admin stuff as well.
That is so cool. So Mark, you and I, we will chat again next week, 2:45 every Wednesday. Bits and Bytes happening right here on Lunch with Leslie. Thanks so much for coming in, Mark.
Thanks.
It's Bits and Bytes with the Stellenbosch IT department. Follow them on Twitter at @ITStellenUni.
Lunch on MFM, 12 to 3 p.m., Monday to Friday.